No.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. I am so excited and enthused about bringing the Good News Show to you live from Miami, Florida. This is Patty Black, and I am back. When you wake up in the morning and put on the news, what do you hear? You hear tragedy. You hear stories. You hear things that just make you feel sad. They make you feel heavy. What's that about? How did that evolve? I don't really know. Who wants to change their positive vibration the first thing in the morning, or any time of the day, as a matter of fact? So what I'm doing here is I am bringing you a Good News morning chat show so that people can share positive messages. They can share good news. They can talk about things that make them feel happy and good inside. Today I have my co-host, Sherry, who is going to share some of her experiences in life, share some things that have made her turn her life around so that she can feel positive and just live in a joyful and peaceful state every day. Good morning, Sherry. Are you with us?
I am. Good morning, Patty, and good morning to our listeners. I'm going to just share a little bit about myself and why I know that I have something to give to our listeners. I've come from a place of many challenges
and struggles through the years. And you know what? I've learned how to change the way I look at things. Because if I change the way I look at things, the things I look at change. I have been in my past, I know what addiction is and feeling trapped in my own body. And then for the past 12 years, I have been able to not look back, accept the past, and I have been able to take the lessons from the past and learn from them and then forgive myself, which is the most important thing. You know, I know that I am the creator, and if we can create, if we believe, we can achieve. And you know what? That has opened up a whole new world of transformation to me.
That's really beautiful, Sherry. That's the key to living. And I just want to read a few news articles just to kind of get a positive vibe, and then I want to get back to you in one statement you said about the way you look at things and changing it and how it changes the way things are. We have an article here about World Bank. It plans to clean technology fund for the poor. This is from in London. Poor countries will soon receive billions of dollars from a new World Bank fund to help them cut pollution, save energy, and fight global warming. The international organization said earlier this week, developing countries such as India and China are already trying to reduce their carbon emissions, mainly to save on energy, but have balked at doing more without technological help from Europe, Japan, and the United States. Most carbon dioxide heating the planet now is a result of Western industrialization, and developing countries want financial help to cut their own growing. The fund will support publicly and privately financed projects that deploy technologies that can cut emissions, increase efficiency, and save energy in developing countries. The U.S., British, and Japanese finance ministers said in the Financial Times on Friday. The The World Bank Clean Technology Fund would receive some of the $2 billion in climate funds U.S. President George Bush announced last month, and part of the £800 million Britain pledged to environmental transformation last year. Japan last month announced a $10 billion package to support developing countries fight against climate change, but the finance minister's letter did not detail how much of this would be channeled through the World Bank. In a written response to questions from Reuters, the World Bank said it is expected that the formal announcement of the creation of the facility will be made soon. Well, guess what? We've heard it first. This is good news for the entire world. So I want to bring it back down to something that's a little more personable. We have a great story about a brave young boy who had an inspiration to be an athlete. He wanted to run, and he had a problem with his leg. This young boy actually gave the medical doctors permission to amputate his leg so that he could have his prosthetic leg placed on his knee just so that he could be an athlete. Now, what kind of courage is that? He has since then run in tournaments and has won many medals. So I want to bring it back to you, Sherry, and your original statement about change. Can you please repeat that?
Okay. It's if you change the way you look at things, the things that you look at will change. A perception of things takes just a minute to change the way you look at something. It's how you perceive it. It's just going from one observation and then changing the channel and looking at the other side. Our primary work in life is to love and forgive. Our secondary work is a worldly employment. The meaning of work, whatever its form, is that it be used to heal the world. And, you know, the way, if you always do what you always did, you always get what you always got.
I've heard that's the definition of insanity.
It is. And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to open up the language, open up the conversation so that we can talk with people about healing, about how and what have they done in their life to change. What have they done to help the environment, to help the world? We're looking forward to our listeners to share what they have to say, what they have changed, how they've helped someone to transform their lives. You know, every morning we wake up and we have a choice. We choose to be happy and we can have a great day and make someone smile.
So at this point, listeners, we want to hear from you. Reach out, pick up the phone, and call us. Tell us a good story. We want to smile on this beautiful Monday morning. You can reach us at area code 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. Call in now. We'll put you on air live. If you don't have access to a phone, you can send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Send in words of positive thought, or you could even send in a question for us to answer. Again, that email address is goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. You also have an option of chatting live with us. You can log in and start a chat, and I'll read it over the airwaves just for you. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City, and I'm on air with Sherry bringing the show to you to share good news today.
Good morning, everybody, again, and this is Sherry. We are the creators of our life, and if we believe, we can achieve. Yep, we do have to take the action, and we have to get ourselves in alignment. So if we believe, we shall receive. You know, the thoughts that we choose to think about are the thoughts that create our reality. And we want to open that discussion up. We want to be able to have some conversation about positive thought. How have you changed your thoughts, and how have you created the life that you want and that you have chosen to evolve into? You know, it's there's a lot of negativity out there, and we have to keep our vibrations high and our level of clarity. We need to do certain things that keep our vibrations high. And that's, you know, about being around positive people, being around, you know, if you're around somebody that's negative and that all they have to do is complain, that's bad energy to be around. So it's changing that environment. Be around uplifting, positive. And if somebody is being very negative around you, be positive back to them, because that positive will counteract their negative. And then they'll start being positive, and you'll go, wow, you'll see the change in them. It's really powerful.
Exactly.
You know?
It's a powerful energy. You change it. You turn it around. Just turn it around. We have an email from one of our listeners, and it is addressed to you, Sherry. So I want to read their question so the listeners can hear and so you can hear, and we'd like for you to just give your input.
Okay.
Okay. It says, when you wake up in the morning and you're feeling good and you have a positive vibe and you're just genuinely happy, and then you get into your car, you drive into work, and someone cuts you off, how are you going to stay positive? What do you do to stay positive? The first thing I do is get angry, and I just want to tell the person off. How would you handle that, Sherry?
Well, the first thing I do, and you know what, you're not really going to like to hear what I have to say because it's really too easy. But I take a look that maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they just got some bad news. Maybe they're fighting some really bad illness. Something really, you know, really terrible is going on in their life. And I take a look at gratefulness. I think how grateful I am. I'm alive. I'm well. I'm driving in my car. And I write a gratitude list. You know, if I write down like 10 things that I think about, if I'm not in the car, I'll think about 10 things that I'm grateful for. And that just, you know, it takes away the angst of anger, because as we know, 60 seconds of being angry is 60 seconds we're taking away from being joyful.
Love that.
So, you know, I turn that situation around. I know it does sound like, you know, when you're in the throes of it, you're like, oh, you know, forget it. I'm not going to start thinking about what I'm grateful for. But yes, at that moment, it's a deep breath, you know, let them do their, you know, let them keep driving the way they're driving. That's their problem. That's their energy. I'm going to stay on course. I'm having a great day, and I'm going to be positive about it. And it really, it turns it around. It's, you know, you can continue on with your drive, and you're thinking about grateful, and you're not thinking about how pissed off you are at what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what I would say.
Those are great words of wisdom. I know when that happens to me, when I was younger, I used to get angry. It would change my day. And now, I just, you know, I play with words in my head and I say, well, maybe they delayed me 5 minutes from my destination, but there's a reason for that. Maybe if I was not delayed 5 minutes, I would have been in an accident or in the wrong place at the wrong time. So I just try to just justify it in many ways and just stay positive that it was everything's in order and it was meant to be. And yes, that person's probably unaware of how they're acting. And I look at myself and I'm grateful for just being alive and being in a car and going to work. So I want to thank you for that email. That was a really great question. I know many people experience that almost every day, especially in Miami, Florida. I have another email that came in. We haven't gotten any calls, so I want to give that number out again before I read the email. It's area code 347-324-5983. Callers, call us. We want to hear from you. It's 347-324-5983. Now, the next email is interesting. Our writer says, sometimes you meet people that are always in a good mood. They have a great job. They have a great life. They have a great relationship. They have no problem with money. And they're always smiling. Everything seems like it's perfect in their life. And then I look at my life. I have illness in the family, financial stress, and it makes me feel completely defeated. And it's hard to stay positive. How do you stay in a positive frame of mind when you feel defeated?
Well, Patty, let's see. What words of wisdom can I pull up here? Because that is something that I'm sure many people will struggle with. And what I would say is that we have to realize that we are exactly where we need to be in our particular situation in life.
Mm, that's good.
And we take a look at, all right, what is my lesson here? And what do I need to do and what do I need to change, if anything? Because we have choices now. We have choices to stay in the situation that we're in, or we have choices to change and to move on from that situation that we're in. If we're in bad relationships, abusive relationships, if we're in, emotionally abusive relationships, we have the choice to make a change. And so that person that has that life that we think that is so fabulous, they've made changes and they've created their life, and that's their flow. And we have to look at where we are. We have to keep doing the next right thing, be a good person, and do the footwork, do the walk, take the action that we need to take in our lives. And then really, Patty, we have to have faith that we are on the path that we're supposed to be on, and that we're moving in a new and positive direction, and that our change will come about also. It's just, staying on course, having tunnel vision, knowing that we're exactly where we need to be. And this takes a little bit of the feeling of frustration and, my life is going down, my life is no good. Taking, a deep breath and being able to sit with it and make some positive changes. A lot of people out there will stay, and I myself have had that happen in my life too, so I am talking from experience. You stay and you stay and you think that things are going to get better and you keep trying to do things a different way. But as we grow and as we learn, we know that we have choices. And that's a great feeling to know that we have choices.
That we do have choices. We do have choices. When I'm in that situation, I stop and think about that person, and if I find in myself a place of being happy for that person, happy that that person's okay, it changes the perception. It completely changes the feeling. When you're happy for somebody, and you can acknowledge that they have conquered certain things in life, where they do have a good relationship, they do have the lifestyle that many people strive for, you feel good just knowing that they're okay, and then you can refocus on yourself and making yourself okay, which is ultimately the priority. We all need to take care of ourselves. So that's how I would handle that situation. Listeners, we want to hear from you. Reach out, pick up the phone, tell us a good story. We want to smile on this beautiful Monday morning, so call us at 347-324-5983. It's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, you can email us at thegoodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Again, it's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Send in your words of positive thought, or even send in a question. We'll be here to answer it. You also have the option of chatting with us, so log on and start a chat. We'll read it over the airwaves just for you. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. We're on air with Sherry, bringing the show to you to share good news today.
Good morning, Patty, again. You know, I was wondering, I was thinking about you and how have you, what is some of your training that you have started out with that has brought you up to where you are and what you are wanting to achieve today? And tell me a little bit about, and the listeners a little bit about your career and your schooling and where you've come from. And just want to put that out there so everyone gets to know.
Sure, that's thank you for asking that. I have, through experience, through trials and tribulations, I have learned to follow my passion in life. Back in 1987, I as at heart knew I was an artist, a musician, but I followed the traditional path and found myself being a stockbroker. I did that for about 3 years, and during that time, I knew that I wanted to study music. In fact, I was a stockbroker because I thought that I would make enough money to be able to buy my own recording studio and any guitar that I ever wanted. And that was my driving force for being a stockbroker, but it didn't work. It wasn't my passion, and I found that it was actually tearing me up inside. So I found the courage to apply to the University of Miami, and I was accepted into the music engineering program, graduated with a bachelor's degree in music engineering, which is a major in music and a minor in electrical engineering, and then continued through a master's program in music composition and theory with emphasis in electronic music. Ironically, when I graduated, I found myself going back into the stock market and working in a public relations company. And all of my joy that I had achieved by studying music and living my passion turned around again. I now found myself in a corporate environment talking to CEOs of companies, talking about undervalued stock, watching people lose money. And that lasted for a couple of years. I branched off from that line of work I worked for the Washington Post for 5 years, interviewing people, JD candidates, which the Post has a law school, so I was interviewing students. And And now I found myself back in the arts world. I know this is my passion. I know not only is it my passion to be in the arts world, but to use technology with a reason behind it. And the reason for this show is to provide a nucleus for people who have positive messages, who have a purpose in this life, and they need to communicate it. I have the knowledge to provide that nucleus, and I want to be there for everybody who wants to live in this positive wave, who wants to live in a bright world. And that's basically the reason I created this show. And I hope to continue it. And I hope to gain listeners and to gain the support of others, just to make like a tipping point in life where people can live in a positive frame of mind constantly.
That's great, Patty. And I want to say, because I watched you go through this and do this, and I was really impressed how I saw you one morning, it was 5 o'clock in the morning, and here you were sitting on your computer, and by the time I saw you next time, you had created this fabulous idea and this fabulous show. And it is something that we need here in Miami. There are shows like this going on in other parts of the world, and it is, you know, where we may have thought that, you know, it was, you know, our idea, and then we find out that there are shows going on in other parts of the world. And what a great way to start the day, because there are so many things going on that we wake up in the morning and the first thing we see, or before we go to sleep, is so many things on the news that are one thing after the other that is just like you're just devastated. You go to sleep with this devastation of what's happened to people, and you wake up in the morning and you see more things. And this is a way for us to bring things out into the world where we can make a positive change and hear some great things, share some great things. It's a great way to start the morning. And, you know, I believe that people are using their computers and technology more than ever. I know that when I'm home, I can turn on to some of my favorite talks that I may have tapes of.
Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm speaking of computers, mine just wanted to add to the show.
That's technology.
I'm sorry to interrupt you with that. That just happened. I clicked on an icon. An interesting thing happened when I created the show. Is somebody reached out to us from Australia. There's a show called The Secrets to Life. And if you want to hear about that, you can go to http://www.thesecretstolife.com. The host of that show is going by the name Mick. He found this show. I don't know how he found it. I didn't post it on any blogs or on any search engines. All I know is I created it, and within a day or so, he found this show, and he's giving his support. He's given inspiring messages to us. He's basically doing a show under a very similar concept out in Australia. So that I clicked on the icon, and and then you heard the noise, so I apologize for that interruption, Sherry.
Well, you know what, that's quite okay, because as it turns out, it's a good opportunity to really tell our listeners about him and how we have found him so inspirational also, and what he's doing. And just to reiterate for us that this is a great idea and a great way of sharing positive news and what's going on in the world. And we will be having some great great interviewers. We will be interviewing with Christine Caden.
Oh, yes. Yes, under the concept.
Tell them a little bit about Christine.
Sure. Christine Caden will be on our next show. We'll be interviewing her. And the concept is living through love, not fear. And if you really think of it, when you do hear bad news on the TV or on the radio, it creates a, I don't know if that would be called fear, but we're constantly living in the negative domain. And then when we have thoughts of negativity, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to keep my relationship? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? The fear builds, and then we're constantly making decisions based on fear. If you hear good news and stay in a positive frame of mind, you can stay closer to love, which comes from the heart. And living from the heart means making decisions out of love. It changes your whole vibration. And Christine Caden will share her thoughts on this. Christine Caden is the director of an awareness institute that manages a national and international counseling and coaching service, which is incorporated in Florida. She has served as a therapist in residence to the University of Miami School of Medicine in an addiction project, and she continues to treat patients in the Eastern Caribbean and Mexico. Christine is also an adjunct professor for the College of Education at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton, Florida. Christine is a communications consultant, a wellness trainer, and a licensed psychotherapist in private practice in South Florida. She is also an executive coach. She focuses on modeling excellence and eliciting performance and leadership skills in clients. She has consulted for and conducted training and facilitated groups for private and non-for-profit organizations in the technological, service, and healthcare fields. And she also holds a master's degree with distinction from the New York Institute of Technology, and she has a law degree from the University of Paris, France. She's bilingual, French and English, and is a member of numerous professional associations. She's also married for over 35 years with two grown, beautiful daughters. She's an incredible person, and we want to invite you to tap into our show next Monday. We will be interviewing her, and she will share with us her views on living from the heart and living in that positive vibration, living through love and not fear.
Well, I want to tell you all that I have met Christine, and I agree. She is an incredibly powerful, vibrant person who will be with us to share many of her ideas and thoughts with us. And you're in for a treat, so I do encourage you also to tune into us next week to hear Christine. We are also going to be interviewing some incredible people that are going to be sharing with us about their experience with meditation, with yoga, with eating healthy and positive health, eating to, let me find the words. Okay, they are going to be sharing different ideas about how to make your healthy eating habits support your lifestyle and support the things that are going on in your body. You know, we have to listen to what our body is telling us. Our body does tell us what is going on. And if we really listen, there are some really incredible things that we can do to make some certain different changes that will support taking care of ourselves in a healthier way. So we also have that to look forward to. Mary Lou Henner, who has written an incredible book and will share with us some of her secrets also on staying healthy and living a healthy lifestyle. I wanted to read something here, and it says, maybe I wish I had made different choices or handled things differently, but wishes don't change the past.
Oh.
I can only begin making changes today. I will accept myself, know that I did my best. I did what I thought I had to do. So that definitely gives you something to think about.
That's thought-provoking. And you could take that through your day, and if you start to slip back to not feeling happy or you start judging yourself, you could take that those very words and pull yourself back up. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so I do want to say that we are really looking forward to our listeners to share with us some of your experiences and how you too have managed to make some changes in your life or help someone to transform their lives. As I've said before, we wake up every morning, we have choices, and we wake up and we make the choice to be happy.
Sherry, before we wrap up the show, I just want to touch back on something you said earlier in the beginning of the show about changing the way you look at things. Can you tell the listeners and me that again? It uses a twist on words, but I know there's a lot of power to that statement. So I just want to hear it again and share it with the listeners because it's great words of wisdom.
Sure. It says, and as I repeat this, it's if we change the way we look at things, the things that I look at will change.
And by changing the way you look at things, how do you do that? Do you have a dialogue in your head when you're looking at a situation?
You take, it's just like living from fear, or you're going to live from love. It's that shift in change. If you change the way you look at things, the things that you look at will change. So you shift your perception, and you just, it's a change in thought and perception can take an instant. You just, I'm going to choose to look at that differently. I'm going to choose to come from love instead of fear. I'm going to choose to see that I'm going to choose to see the good in this person, not the negativity. It's just when you make that change and that choice to look at things differently, the things that you look at will change.
Will change, and that's made a big difference in your life.
Yes, it has.
That's been the way you've been approaching life for many years now. This is a great words of wisdom. Thank you.
Well, you know what? This has been so much fun, Patty. I'm honored, and I thank you for asking me to be your co-host, and I look forward to many more Mondays or many more days, whatever we decide to create, and bring a really positive outlook on life to people out there, and hope that we hear from everybody. I know that there are so many people that were so excited to hear that you had started this and was creating a great new show. So I'm sure that being that this is our first, and it is early in the morning, but we're going to make sure they get up.
But this is great. This is a great Monday morning. It's the good news is we're alive, we're well, and we're able to bring this show to you. We've loved having you, Sherry.
Thank you.
We have just enjoyed it, and I'm sure our listeners have just love hearing your words of wisdom. I know many people do honor you in South Miami and New York and many other parts of the world. So thank you for co-hosting the show with me. And I do want to invite listeners to visit our show next Monday. We will have Christine Caden. I want to invite you to send us questions during the week at an email address, goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. You can send an email any hour of the day. That's the beauty of technology. Send us your questions. Send us your thoughts. Send us suggestions. We want to hear from you. This is a combined effort of bringing good, positive energy into this world, and we need to hear from you. Again, the email address is goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. If you send us something during the week, we can have something prepared for you on our next show. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and listening to us at the Good News Show.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you all for listening. And as we sign off,
we want to wish
you a fabulous day.
Live from love.
From love. Come from love.
Here.
And do something nice for someone today, and don't let them know that you even did it.
That's the ultimate. We love you, listeners, and we'll see you next week, Monday morning, 6 a.m.
Bye from Miami. Love you.
Bye from Miami. Signing off.
Bye.